Environment and art. In the early modern age, artists and scientists often explored nature together, sharing tools and methods. This interchange is well exemplified by the evolution of scientific treaties, which had previously circulated as hand-copied manuscripts. The implementation of printing techniques in the late 15th century enabled the production of books that came to be illustrated with images that were precisely reproducible. These images served a variety of uses, including substitution for the real item when the objects themselves were too fragile and expensive to send. The idea that works of fine art do not include scientific illustrations, as the former are vehicles for a subjective aesthetic expression, whereas the latter convey objective information, would only emerge in the late modern period as a legacy of the Enlightenment and idealism. On the other hand, the 19th century art versus science debate led to the search for a medium that could guarantee objectivity and factual accuracy. This research resulted in the gradual spread of photographs as the main medium of the representation of nature in scientific publications. Advances in photography have also responded to social demands for more attention to the protection of endangered species while gathering scientific data. For example, at the beginning of the 20th century, watching and photographing birds instead of shooting them became the accepted approach in ornithology. In any case, the opposition between subjective art and objective science is today considered outdated. This allows us to recognise the high artistic value of artefacts produced primarily for didactic or research purposes, including photographs along with drawings and other models of natural specimens. For their part, contemporary artists are paying increasing attention to the public communication of science and often propose their works as a means of reflecting on the challenges posed by technological innovations.